Hello, this is Dr. Yevgenia Gold for dictating an endoscopy report on Thurman Northern, date of birth 6/12/1953, date of procedure November 17, 2023. Procedure performed by Dr. Yevgenia Gold Sergio. Referring provider is Dr. Lindsay Overman. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies. Next line, indication, distension, comma, dyspepsia, comma, history of gastric polyps, comma, ulcerative esophagitis. Next line, description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained, period, possible complication of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions such as a malignancy, were all extended to the patient, period. The patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated, or spray anesthesia service was monitored, anesthesia care, period. A well-lubricated Olympus video gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision, considered portion, sorry, the second portion of the duodenum, period. Careful examination was made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, comma, stomach, G-junction, and esophagus, period. A retroflex view was obtained in the cardia, period, air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope, period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings, number one, there was an esophageal inlet patch proximally in the esophagus. Next line, Z-line was regular at 40 centimeters from the bite block. No evidence of prior esophagitis noted. However, biopsies were obtained for histology of this area. Next line. The patient had a very J-shaped stomach. Biopsies were taken to rule out H. pylori. There was evidence of gastric erythema, but no polyps were noted. Next line. The duodenum overall appeared The duodenal bulb and sweep were unremarkable. Period biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Period. There was next line. There was evidence of a nodule, approximately 1.5 centimeters. In size in the D2 portion. Biopsies were taken bite on bite of this area. It appeared hard and non-mobile, period. This could be a normal variant versus a possible submucosal nodule. Next line, plan. Follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, may need repeat endoscopy versus an endoscopic ultrasound of the nodule for further evaluation in D2. Next line, continue PPI daily. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Next line, avoid non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs and anti-reflux precautions were strongly encouraged.